There is some wild behavior on a new stock market that launched today in China. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Authorities in China today opened a brand new stock market where stocks today rose an average of 140%. Among the biggest surges today, stock in a semiconductor company that closed up 400%. The new stock market is meant to rival the technology-biased NASDAQ market based around the corner here in New York. Marketplace's Scott Tong, our former bureau chief in Shanghai, joins us now from Washington. Scott, talk to me. Why does China need a NASDAQ of its own?
Well, the Chinese government has long wanted to nurture homegrown technology companies with a homegrown market and fueled by Chinese investment money. So this is a personal project of Chinese President Xi Jinping, who has made tech aspirations one of his top priorities. Now, in the past, Chinese companies like Alibaba, you've heard of that, have chosen to sell shares outside of mainland China in places like New York or Hong Kong. So that doesn't help Shanghai become a global financial center. So as they see it, this is one way to try to build Chinese financial markets and Chinese technology titans, David.
All right. Well, tell me about what this very high-flying company today.
That many people have never heard of before is called Anji Semiconductors. So this is a key area where China wants to catch up to Taiwan and to catch up to the West. It rose more than 500% in trading at the start today, and it fell to a mere 400% gain. I should tell you the worst performing of the 25 stocks listed today rose only 80-some percent. So that would be the laggard.
And China has tried to make an exchange like this before, Scott, but that pretty much fizzled. Why?
They tried a couple times before, and the big superstar tech companies still chose to leave China instead. And a big reason is the Chinese rules don't let companies list if they don't make money. Now, you can do that at NASDAQ. If you have a story, you can list your stocks. And so the Chinese have changed their rules to try to do the same thing.
All right. The power of narrative. Marketplace's Scott Tong, thank you. Let's check some markets. The FTSE index in London is up 0.4%. Dow and S&P futures here are each up 0.3%. The NASDAQ future is up 0.5%. Now, in Puerto Rico, street protests have intensified after the governor this weekend said he would not resign. Ricardo Rosselló did say he would not run for re-election. Demonstrators had surrounded his home after media published leaked text messages that were seen as homophobic, misogynist, and insensitive. Protesters are also angry about scandals involving other government officials allegedly misappropriating funds. Two cabinet officials have already resigned over those allegations. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more.
University of Puerto Rico economist Jose Caraballo was on his way out of San Juan for a short vacation when I caught up with him. Honestly, you can't really blame him.
The protest was the biggest one I ever seen in more than 20 years.
He says it feels like anger on the island is coming to a head. Puerto Rico is still trying to recover from an economic crisis that has lasted more than a decade, and it's only beginning to rebuild after Hurricane Maria devastated much of the island nearly 2 years ago. Caraballo says the turmoil on the island is only making things worse.
Yeah, it's going to exacerbate the underlying problems that we already had, and it's going to make more difficult the reconstruction of the island.
In June, Congress approved a disaster recovery package that included $1.5 billion for Puerto Rico. For months before that, President Trump said he didn't want to give any aid to the territory because he didn't trust the Puerto Rican government to distribute it. Puerto Rico native Charles Venator Santiago teaches political science at the University of Connecticut. He says even before the storm, many Puerto Ricans, especially in rural communities, were living on the edge.
We're talking about 60% of the population that basically are living in poverty.
He says on top of that, an unelected federal oversight board forced the island to institute austerity measures to boost its economy. But he's doubtful that's the answer.
It failed in Kansas, failed in Oklahoma, and failed in Greece.
Meanwhile, the corruption scandal that's helped fuel the protests has ground the government, which accounts for 25% of GDP, to a halt. Kate Long is founder of the debt research firm Puerto Rico Clearinghouse.
The fiscal year started July 1. They've issued only about 4,000 contracts. And in the same period last year, they had issued 40,000 contracts. So I think that the Puerto Rican government is just kind of in shock a little bit overall.
And she says that's hurting business on the island. Last week, two big cruise ships decided not to dock in San Juan, saying it wasn't a stable or secure place for vacationers to be. Those passengers didn't spend money on the island. Yet another blow to Puerto Rico's economy. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Now to the green business known as marijuana. It's green in that you have to pay with greenbacks if you want the greenish product. Federal banking laws generally prohibit banks and other financial institutions from doing business with the cannabis industry, even if it's in a state where cultivation and selling is legal. But support could be building in Congress to change that with a hearing before the Senate Banking Committee tomorrow, Marketplace's Ben Bradford reports.
Customers looking to purchase cannabis usually can't pay with plastic, and attorney Steve Shane says dispensaries struggle to find banks to deposit with.
If you're a marijuana-related business, especially if you're a dispensary, you have a mountain of cash, and you don't know what to do with it.
But the House Financial Services Committee passed a bill last month that would lift financial restrictions and open up banking in states where marijuana is legal. Tomorrow's hearing in the Senate could be another step, says Michael Correa at the National Cannabis Industry Association.
This is one of the truly bipartisan issues in Congress.
But he worries a schism is emerging. House Democrats are considering adding provisions to promote opportunities in the industry for minorities, especially people unfairly targeted by the war on drugs. Correa says he supports that, but Senate Republicans may not.
I want to make sure none of our momentum is slowed down or stopped because people want a perfect bill versus a bill that could actually get through today.
Separately, the House Judiciary Committee is discussing reducing penalties for marijuana possession. I'm Ben Bradford from Marketplace.
We also talked today about how people can make a living, playing Dungeons and Dragons. Marketplace.org, if you missed that on the air. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.